Manuka honey is quite a pricey product, thanks in part to celebrity endorsements of its medical benefits. That's why Australian producers are alarmed by moves in New Zealand to trademark the word. The plant it's produced from grows here and across the Tasman, but Kiwi producers say the word belongs to them. Clint Jasper reports.
Across the ditch, there's a growing list of common names New Zealanders have tried to claim as their own.
Look at Chinese gooseberries. What do they call them? Kiwi fruit. And then I know that at one stage, the New South Wales Waratah, they were looking to try and call that the New Zealand rose.
The Australian Honeybee Industry Council's Trevor Whitehead is concerned because now they've got expensive Manuka honey, or Manuka as it's called in New Zealand, in their sights. It's expensive because it's a rare honey produced from a single plant, Leptospermum scoparium. In export markets, it's sold for around $150 a kilogram, and demand in China is booming as consumers there seek out its medical benefits, which are often spruiked by major celebrities. Despite the fact that plant grows natively in Australia, the New Zealanders say the word, the plant, and the honey the bees make from it is theirs.
Same plant, but the bee is a representative of this environment.
New Zealand's unique Manuka Factor Honey Association's John Rawcliffe is one of those pushing to have it trademarked.
It's a lot about New Zealand, and that needs to be the consumer wants it from New Zealand, wants to know that that word Manuka is linked to New Zealand, and that's what we're doing. The same that's been applied internationally with champagne, whiskies and Cornish best.
If successful, Australian producers of the honey won't be able to call it that. The New Zealanders would prefer we call it tea tree honey.
The word is a Māori word, and that needs to be protected and ensured, again, it's held in its rightful place here, part of New Zealand.
The Honeybee Industry Council's Trevor Whitehead says the move is ridiculous, and he has evidence the word was used in Tasmania, where the same plant grows, by Aboriginals living there. Industry estimates put the combined export value of the Australian and New Zealand industry at around $300 million.
We'll certainly be objecting to any application for having a restrictive use of that particular name, because that plant is here in Australia, and Manuka, and the name has been used in Australia for many, many, many years, going way back into the 1800s.
The trademark application has been lodged in New Zealand, so all local producers can do is wait and see how it progresses. One local producer told The World Today that Canberra is home to a suburb of the same name, and the plant is an Australian native, so New Zealand producers will have to mount a compelling argument to have it trademarked.
Clint Jasper.